With Montana News, I'm Jenny Gessman. Montana is one of 18 states that falls short of cancer prevention, says a new report from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Megan Myskowski has more.
Nearly 6,000 Montanans will be diagnosed with cancer, and over 2,000 will die from the disease this year, according to ACS-CAN. And about half of cancer deaths in the United States could be prevented with knowledge we already have. Montana volunteer legislative ambassador Lois Fitzpatrick says everyone should be familiar with those stakes.
We've all seen the impact of this. We've all seen the financial ruin. We've seen families break up.
ACS-CAN's new report shows that Montana could bring down those numbers in the future with improvements in a number of areas, including indoor tanning regulations. The advocacy group says it was disappointed to see a bill restricting tanning bed usage to those 18 and older fail to become law earlier this year.
We would like to see a tanning bed bill. We know that will protect youth.
Melanoma is the second most common cancer among women aged 15 to 29, according to the report, and the risk of getting it goes up 59% when a person uses an indoor tanning device before age 35. The advocacy group says that the industry targets girls through back-to-school, prom, and homecoming specials. Fitzpatrick adds higher cigarette taxes and expanded quitting services through Medicaid would go a long way towards cancer prevention in Montana. And like most states, Montana would benefit from including e-cigarettes, which are seeing growing popularity among young people, in smoke-free laws. The state received high marks in three areas, most notably in Medicaid expansion, which Governor Steve Bullock signed into law in May. The report also recognized quality palliative care and effective smoke-free laws in the state. Fitzpatrick says that part of the group's goal in releasing the report is to encourage awareness and advocacy among Montanans.
I'm looking for an informed public, and I'm looking for an informed legislative body.
She says that missed opportunities like the failed indoor tanning bill could be prevented with more public feedback. I'm Megan Myskowski, Montana Public Radio.